I believe that God has a message for you today. I believe that God wants to bless you today. Today's message is going to be, America claims to love Jesus, but doesn't acknowledge Him. America claims to love Jesus, but doesn't acknowledge Him. You know, God wants us not only to love Him, but God also wants us to acknowledge Him. God is very concerned not only about His relationship with you, but he's also concerned about your relationship with Him. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 32:51, this is because both of you broke faith with me in the presence of the Israelites at the water of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin, and because you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites. You know, the Bible says that Moses and Aaron did not go into the promised lands. Even though they loved God, and even though Moses was on Mount Sinai, God did not take him to the promised lands because he did not acknowledge him before the people, before men. If you want to be on God's bad side, just don't acknowledge Him. If you want to be, if you don't want to be blessed by the Lord Jesus, then don't acknowledge Him. I know Moses loved Him, but he didn't acknowledge Him. God not only commands us to love Him, but He also commands us to acknowledge Him before men. In Joshua 7:1, it says it like this, but the Israelites broke faith in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the devoted things, took it. And the anger of the Lord burned against the Israelites. Now, they broke faith with the devoted things. They didn't honor the sacred things. They didn't honor the traditions. You know, I have a church, and recently, somebody came and stole the drainage from my church. Now, when you steal from the church, you're stealing from a devoted place, a sacred place. And God's anger was wrath, was mad. But when you broke faith with God, His anger and His wrath is upon you. And I wonder, America, today, have you broken faith? I mean, you can say that you love God like Moses loved Him, but when it comes to acknowledge Him, do you acknowledge Him before men? Now, Moses had done his work. Why should he desire to live a day longer? God reminds him of the sin in which he had been guilty of, for which he was kept from entering Canaan. It is good for the best of men to die repenting the infirmities of which they are conscious of. But those may die with comfort and ease whenever God calls for them, notwithstanding the sins they remember against themselves, who have a believing prospect and a well-grounded hope of eternal life beyond death. If you want to make God angry, just don't acknowledge him before men, just like Moses, instead of speaking to the rock before the Israelites tapped it with the stick. So where did Moses break faith? Numbers 27, verse 12. The Israelites came to Zin, and Miriam dies. They murmur for want of water. Moses and Aaron make supplication at the tabernacle. And the glory of the Lord appears. He commands Moses to take the rod, gather the congregation together, and bring water out of the rock. Moses takes the rod, gathers the Israelites together, chides with them, and smites the rock twice. And the water flows out plentifully. The Lord is offended with Moses and Aaron because they did not sanctify him in the sight of the children of Israel. The place is called Meribah. Moses sends a friendly message to the king of Edom, begging liberty to pass through his territories. The Edomites refuse. The Israelites expostulate. The Edomites still refuse and prepare to attack them. The Israelites go to Mount Hor. Aaron is commanded to prepare for his death. Aaron is stripped on Mount Hor and his vestments put on Eleazar, his son. Aaron dies. The people mourn for him for 30 days. You know, you can love God. You can go to church. But if you don't acknowledge Jesus before men, don't plan on being blessed. God gives us a command to acknowledge him, not only before men, but before your communities, before your country. We need to acknowledge Jesus. Moses did not acknowledge God before the Israelites. He should have spoke to the Israelites. Instead, he tapped the rock twice. Hebrews. So what does it mean to break faith? It's an unfaithful act. It's to act treacherously, to commit a trespass, or to act unfaithful against man, against God, against any devoted thing, against your husband, against your wife. Moses broke faith with God because he did not acknowledge him before men. You know, I'd like to tell you a story. This story is about a man and a woman who were madly in love with one another. They both went to a party of the rich and famous. But while they were at the party, one gentleman, a very wealthy gentleman, a gentleman of great prestige, great political power, approaches the man and said, "Is this your wife?" The man, even though he loved her, looked at the gentleman and said, "She's not with me. We are just friends. There's nothing serious between us." Could you imagine how that woman feels after that guy has told her how much he loved her? "She's not with me. Or we are just friends. There's nothing serious between us. One day you'll be approached. One day someone will come to you and say, 'Do you love Jesus?' Are you going to acknowledge him before men? Are you going to stand up high and say, 'Yes, I am guilty of loving Jesus'? This is how it feels every time you don't acknowledge Jesus Christ." The way that woman felt at the party when her husband disowned her is the way Jesus feels every time you don't acknowledge her, the same way that man didn't acknowledge his wife. We need to acknowledge Jesus before men. And we need to acknowledge Jesus in public places. Hosea 6:3 says it like this: "Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. Hosea 3 says it like this. Israel cries out to me, O our God, we acknowledge you. Hosea 13:4 says, But I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. You shall acknowledge no God but me, no Savior except me. But let's not forget the key verse in the Bible. The key verse is Matthew 10, chapter 10, verse 32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. The truth of the matter is, if you love God, I'm talking Jesus God. I ain't talking your earthly God. I ain't talking your materialistic God. I ain't talking your Buddha God. I ain't talking your Asian God. Come on, somebody. I'm talking Jesus God. I ain't talking your God. I'm talking the one and only Jesus God. And I'm telling you this. If you acknowledge God before men, he will also acknowledge you before men. That he will shortly in the day of triumph own those who now own him. In the day of trial, when those who deny him shall be forever disowned and rejected by him. In Matthew 10:32-33. No, first, it is our duty, if we do it, it will hereafter be our unspeakable honor and happiness to confess Christ before men. It is our duty not only to believe in Christ, but to profess that faith in suffering for him when we are called to it, as well as in serving him. We must never be ashamed of our relation to Christ, our attendance on him, and our expectations from him. Hereby, the sincerity of our faith is evident, his name glorified, and others edified. However, this may expose us to reproach and trouble now, we shall be abundantly recompensed for that in the resurrection of the just. When it will be our unspeakable honor and happiness to hear Christ say, Him will I confess. Though a poor worthless worm of the earth, this is one of mine, one of my friends and favorites, who loved me and was beloved by me, the purchase of my blood, the workmanship of my spirit, I will confess him before the Father. When it will do him the most service, I will speak a good word for him. When he appears before my Father to receive his doom, I will present him, will represent him to my Father. Those who honor Christ, he will thus honor. They honor him before men. That is a poor thing. He will honor them before the Father. That is a great thing. I don't know about you, but just honoring Jesus on earth is a poor thing. Just honoring Jesus on earth is a small thing. But when you die and stand at the gates of heaven, when you prepare to be judged, don't you want Jesus, your advocate, to stand on the right hand and say, God, this man acknowledged me before men. Therefore, I want to speak on his behalf. I want to tell you, Father, I want to speak on his behalf. What an honor. What an honor for Jesus to acknowledge you before the Almighty God. What an honor for Jesus to acknowledge you before the Father. But Jesus said, you can love me, but if you don't acknowledge me, I will not acknowledge you. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, you can love me, but if you don't acknowledge me before men, then I will not acknowledge you, says the Lord. Secondly, it is a dangerous thing for any to deny and disown Christ before men. For they who so do will be disowned by him in the great day, when they have most needed of him. He will not own them for his servants who would not own him for their master. He will say in Matthew 7:23, some of you will come to him and say, Lord, 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 haven't we done this in your name? Lord, haven't we cast out demons? Lord, haven't we helped the poor? Lord, haven't we went to your, followed your service? Haven't we loved you, Lord? And Lord will say, our Lord Jesus Christ will say, I tell you, I don't know you. You have never acknowledged me before men. You have never acknowledged me before the world. You have never stood before the cameras. You have never said Jesus is Lord. Some of you Hollywood actors have a great, great opportunity when the camera's upon you to acknowledge Jesus before all America and the rest of the world. Some of you filmmakers have great opportunity to acknowledge Jesus before the rest of the world. Some of you politicians in government have a great opportunity to acknowledge Jesus before Congress, to acknowledge Jesus at the Senate. You have a great opportunity, but because you care more about the masses, because you care more about what people think of you, because you care more about your position, more about your money in the bank, come on somebody, when you die and stand before God to be judged, Jesus ain't gonna step in to acknowledge you. But I'm here to tell you today, you can love Jesus, but if you don't acknowledge Him, you will never receive the blessings of our God. In the first ages of Christianity, when for a man to confess Christ was to venture all that was dear to him in this world, it was more a trial of sincerity than it was afterwards, when it had secular advantages attending to it. Luke says it like this in Luke 12:8. I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. You know, the Greek says it like this. It says to confess, to declare, to admit or declare oneself guilty of what one is accused of. Yes, Your Honor, I am guilty of loving Jesus. Some of men might have to stand before government officials and say, do you love Jesus? Will you be guilty of loving Jesus? Will you stand before kings? Will you stand before princes? Come on, somebody. Will you stand before your teacher? Will you stand before your employee? Will you stand before government? Come on, somebody. You might not get that position you want, but will you be guilty for Jesus? Will you be guilty before Jesus? To profess, to declare, to admit openly, to speak out freely. Will you speak out freely and acknowledge Jesus' name? You can do it with a t-shirt. You can do it with a hat. You can put a bumper on your car. Come on, somebody. But God wants us to speak out freely and openly to one another. Moses did not speak out openly to the Israelites, so he did not enter into the promised land. He was quiet and didn't acknowledge him before me, says the Lord. But did he believe in God? Yes. Did he believe in God? Yes, Moses did believe in God. But Moses, not only was he on Mount Sinai and received the Ten Commandments, but he made one mistake, and that was he did not acknowledge God. You can love God, and you can do all the things, but if you don't acknowledge Him, then you will never receive the blessings of the Lord. If you want to make Jesus, our Lord, mad, and if you don't want to see the promised lands, and if you don't want to be blessed, then simply don't acknowledge His name before men. Moses acknowledged the God of Israel, but he did not acknowledge Him before the people. I want to remind you that Moses loved God, but did not acknowledge Him. Moses loved God, but he did not acknowledge Him. Let me repeat what Hosea 6:30 says. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge Him. As surely as the sun rises, He will appear. He will come to us like the winter rain, like the spring rains that water the earth. You know, there's a difference in loving God and acknowledging Him. Moses loved God, but did not acknowledge Him. That is why Moses died, did not go into the promised lands. My question to you today, do you love God? If you say you love God, then acknowledge Him to other people. Don't be afraid to put Jesus on the walls of your house. Don't be afraid to mention Jesus in your government, at your local schools. Don't be afraid to express Jesus on your t-shirts or put a bumper sticker on the back of your car. However you want to express Jesus, don't be afraid to do it. All I have to say, if you love Jesus, then acknowledge Him. If you love Jesus, then acknowledge Him. Acknowledge your Father. It's a little thing to acknowledge Jesus before men. It's a great thing when Jesus acknowledges your name before the Father. It's a little thing to acknowledge Jesus before men, but it's a great thing when Jesus acknowledges your name before the Father. Oh, what a glorious day that will be when Jesus acknowledges your name before the Father. Well done, my child. Well done, my son. Well done, my daughter. You've acknowledged me before men. Yes, I know you've had many sins. Yes, I know you are not perfect. Yes, I know you have many faults. But still, you've acknowledged me before men. I pray to you today, that's whoever's listening, that you will not be afraid to acknowledge Jesus before men. That you will not to be afraid to acknowledge Jesus before men. Yes, I am guilty of loving Jesus. Are you guilty of loving Jesus? If you love Him, then acknowledge.